What's up? What's up? What's up? Welcome to another edition, or should I say, the first edition of the Handsome Donnie Brown Show. We got a lot of stuff to get into today. We're gonna discuss some topics, you know, anything from sports, entertainment, to political and community issues. Let me start by saying out today, this is my first time doing any kind of podcast out there, and I appreciate you coming and listening to me, taking a few seconds out your day to listen to my show. So let's get to it. So, there's a lot of things going on out there today. Let's go ahead and start with some political news. Looks like Trump, so-called deal with the North Koreans is a no-go. This is pretty much his mission complete era. Kind of similar to when Bush landed on the aircraft carrier. Talking about mission complete. Little did we know, a few months later, we'll be going into war with Iraq. So, mission not complete. So, you know, look, let me first start by saying that I hope that the president will be able to get some type of deal done, because as a veteran, I served over in North Korea. And, you know, we should, I'm in the belief that our troops should be back home. We shouldn't be stretched out all over the world as we are, but that's the situation is right now. So I was hoping that he could be successful, that maybe one day in the future, our troops that are stationed overseas in North Korea, Japan, and all over Southeast Asia have a chance to come back home. But it looks like, you know, the Kims are up to that same old tricks. People said that they always come to the table and talk, but they never keep up the end of the bargain. So, looks like, you know, the president's wishes will not be met. However you line politically or whatever, it doesn't really matter to me. You know, I consider myself a moderate at best. I like some conservative stuff. I like some liberal stuff. For example, civil rights. If it wasn't for civil rights, I wouldn't be here. And that's a liberal issue. If it wasn't for, you know, on the conservative side, if it wasn't for conservative issues like such as the lessening of the government's regulations on business, I wouldn't be able to start certain businesses. Now, that's very conservative. That's just for example. So if I had to pick an ideology, I'd say my ideology is business conservative, because I'm all for deregulation of businesses to a certain extent. I still want to know if I'm eating horse meat or cow when it comes to that. But far as, for example, some states, you have to go to 1600 hour classes just to get a braiding license. That's ridiculous. So that, you know, somebody that got skills with braiding hair can change their life, you know, financially. But Florida's not one of those states, but I think Iowa, another Midwestern state, Illinois, some of those states, if you don't have a braiding license, which is a 1500-hour course, you can get prosecuted for braiding without a license. And you know, something that, especially as black folks go, something you are taught as a little girl, or you get a lot of practice at as a little girl, you know, braiding hair, braiding your friends' hair, whatever. And some people actually get skilled at it, and they want to monetize that situation. But you know, folks that runs these state houses don't understand that you're really hurting people from changing their lives when you over-regulate stuff. such as getting a braiding license. It should be maybe a quick little course, just like they got down in Florida, and that's it, not 1,500 hours. Or if not 1,500 hours, you gotta go sign up and spend money at a cosmetology school just to get a license to braid hair. That doesn't make any sense. Unless there's a bigger picture that if you try to see the forest through the trees, that is probably it. One is there that the cosmetology education lobby probably put that into rules because they know that if you just get your braiding license, you don't need to go to cosmetology school. So think about that one. And that's why it's so important to vote, not just for your president, but for everybody, your state house, your local government, your county government. You know, everybody worried about the president. And truth to the matter is the president, unless you're in the military or directly works for the federal government, the president has the least effect on your day-to-day life. If you're in the military, the president can say you got to go somewhere next week and you got to go. But if you Mojo working down at the Kona Pizzeria, what the president does not have that much effect on your day-to-day life. It just might give you something to talk about, but that's about it. But the mayor, the city council, the sheriff, these people have direct effect on your day-to-day life as a whole. From what color you can paint your house to how tall your fence can be, you know, stuff like that, to what I just brought up earlier, regulating braiding licenses. If you know how to braid hair, why would you want to go to a 7-month-long cosmetology school just to do something that you really don't need all that type of education or training for? But if you don't vote the right people in the office, stuff like this could get regulated. Anyway, though, once again, this you're listening to the Handsome Donnie Brown Show. My name is Donnie Brown, handsome that is, and I'm planning on coming to you with all types of podcasts on all types of issues and just have a little fun talking with you. Hopefully I can build an audience. I'm not going to lie. And if I build an audience, I want to somehow monetize this. So show your support, share my podcast to all your friends, your family, let them know that you listen to the Handsome Donnie Brown Show. I have a Facebook page I have created. Most likely you found this podcast on my Facebook page, a podcast page, not my personal page. Shout out to all my friends who follow me on Facebook, and shout out to all my new friends that are listening to me on the Handsome Donnie Brown podcast. So, NBA finals are done a couple weeks ago. We about another 3 to 4 weeks for at least until football. Well, not take that back. Maybe about 2 weeks until football training camp starts. This is that part of the summertime where is absolutely nothing to watch on TV. I take this time to catch up on shows that I didn't have time to watch during the rest of the year. For example, I try to catch up on shows like Empire, some other shows like that, you know, whatever. Stuff that I like to watch, American Greed, all that stuff is on demand. You can watch that anytime you get ready. Flip a Flop, $1 Million Listing, stuff like that. I try to catch up on those shows that I didn't have time to do during the when they came on the first time. That's what I suggest everybody do. Oh yeah, there's another feature with this. If you want to leave me a voicemail on some to either address anything that I talked about today or to give me some ideas to talk about on future shows, go ahead and drop a voicemail for the Handsome Donnie Brown Show. Okay. Now, I'm all over the place right now. You gotta forgive me. Like I said, this is the first show. We're gonna coordinate and get this thing better. Once I've learned some more, you know, with everything, you get better with time. So since it's the first time, it should be a little bit rusty. Then after a while, I think I'll get everything better and, you know, fine-tuned. And, you know, make some great recordings for all my fans out there. Because I know y'all out there, y'all just ain't found me yet. But now you got the opportunity. So, for those who don't know me, I'm a Florida boy. Born and raised in the Melbourne, Palm Bay, Florida area. Graduate of Palm Bay Senior High School, at least that's what the name was when I was graduated there. It's now Palm Bay Magnet High School or something like that. Class of 1999. After I graduated high school, I went off to the Army. Stayed in the Army for about 6 years and did about 1 year or so in the National Guard. Plus, I had 1 year delay entry. So my total time of service is about 8 years. Six active, one National Guard, one inactive. It's 8 years of service. So I did my time that Uncle Sam requires. I got out. When I got out, I had plans of, you know, doing big things. You know, I got trained on these certain skills. And, you know, I wanted to go into the marketplace and demand a certain dollar amount. But then reality struck in. It didn't struck in fast. It struck in immediately, to be honest with you. I'll never forget. This is back in 2005. I didn't quite know exactly what to ask, but I know what I didn't want, right? So, when I got out the Army, I came back home to Florida. This is about May of 2005. I was 25 years old, just turned 25 to be exact. Came home, went to a couple jobs, and I never forget, I went to this one job. Told them about my skills, the skills that I have when I was in the Army. I fixed aircraft communication systems. I was in avionics. So, you know, where I'm from, there's a lot of electronic manufacturers or companies in the area. Matter of fact, there still are. I went to this one company called Action Research. For those of y'all in the area, y'all know exactly where it is. It is right across the street from Harris Corporation. And I got the job. Went to the interview, and they liked what they saw, and they offered me the job, and they asked me my salary requirements. You know, I'm used to getting a salary. You know, I never had negotiated salary because in the military, you know, whatever your rank is, that's what you get. It ain't no salary negotiation, so I didn't really have no skills in negotiating salary. But I did know what I didn't want. I knew what I needed, right? So I tells the person interviewing me, I would like, this is 2005, mind you, I would like $10 an hour. Sounds reasonable to me, right? Tell me why this person damn near laughed in my face. I was like, you know, I kind of got the screw face, like, eh. It's like the most we can do is eight. I believe at the time, $8.50. I'm like, damn. I'm thinking to myself, damn, $8.50. What the hell am I do with $8.50? But I just got out the Army. I only had a little bit of money saved up, so I needed to start working right away. So I went ahead and accepted the job. Now, the job was easy. It was manufacturing components for other electronic manufacturers. I don't remember exactly what it was. I think I was manufacturing inductors or something like that. But, you know, I really thought I was wasting my time there, and I was, because I was definitely qualified to do something more, but I was doing something subpar to what I thought I should have been doing, and I wasn't satisfied with what I was getting paid. So that begins my journey on trying to find some decent employment that I think that I was suitable for doing, you know. I just never got used to the low pay. At that time, I just didn't want to accept the low pay that was going on at the time. And now, fast forward, that was 13 years ago. 13 years later, now seems like every job is now paying $10 an hour. So $10 an hour today is what is the $8.50 back in 2005. Think about that. So I left that job. I was dealing with a woman from time that I met when I was in the Army, and she was from the Fort Worth area. The Metroplex, shout out to everybody out there in North Texas, the Metroplex of Texas, Fort Worth. So I ended up going back to Fort Worth, so I was going to decide to use my VA money, go to school, and maybe work part-time, you know. That wasn't a good plan. It could have worked, but it didn't work. Went to Texas, tried to go to school, depending on that little $1,200 a month. At the time, I had two kids at that time, and the woman I dealing with had one, so that's three of us together. We got a, you know, you got life hits you, you know? You got insurance coming every month, rent coming every month, you got eat, you know, stuff like that. On top of that, we was expecting another child. So life hits you, you know? And going to school full time and trying to work and trying to get ready for a baby, everything just was overwhelming. Now, I'm not trying to knock. I know it's people out there that made it work, and I'm not trying to knock you and say that it can't work. I'm just saying it didn't work for me. That's all. So if you can imagine, I was one of those Joes, like somebody that used to be in the military, one of those Joes, got out of the Army and ended up working at a burger joint. Like, damn, talk about going backwards. Can you believe that? I know it's a lot of people the same thing has happened to, but I just couldn't see no way out. I was depressed. I was miserable. I wasn't the best boyfriend or fiance or husband at that time. I just was too worried about this, too worried about that. And, you know, relationships suffered. A lot of things suffered. And long story short, found my way back home in Florida, where I'm at right now. But while I was in Texas, I ran into this one brother who had some several books that I was interested in, and he happened to have the whole series of the Robert Kiyosaki books. You know, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I started off Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and then he had the rest of them. So I went from Rich Dad, Poor Dad to, the Investor's Quadrant series of books. And there was another book I can't remember right now. And that's when I got bit again by the entrepreneurial bug. So I figured, I got it in my mind that, well, hell, I'm going to go out there and make my own way, go set my own path, and be my own man, become self-made. So from the motivation that I got from the Robert books, started studying real estate. Got my real estate license in Texas. But I happened to get my real estate license at the worst possible time. Can you believe that? I got my real estate license around at the beginning of 2008. 2007 is when the economy started getting into trouble. I get my real estate license in 2008. So it wasn't nobody buying no damn houses. Everybody was trying to sell. The market was so saturated with houses for sale, foreclosed houses, short sale houses. Buy this, buy blah, 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 blah. So I didn't do too good. I ain't gonna flex for you. I didn't do too good. So imagine not doing too good, adding to the stresses of everyday life because you gotta eat. So find myself back into the work field again, you know, doing stuff that I have to do, not necessarily what I want to do because I got children out there. I got to take care of them for the best way I can. And I'm just letting you know right now, I never been ashamed to be seen riding a bicycle somewhere because I'm on that bicycle. I got to go get it. I'm on my way to go try to make a couple dollars or catching the city bus. A lot of y'all out there be ashamed, you know what I'm saying, to catch the city bus. You don't want nobody to see you walking. Since I've been in about middle school, I stopped caring what people thought about me. I don't care what you think. I know who I am and I know what I do. And most of y'all out there know me too, and you know what type of dude I am. So listen to the streets if you want to. But if you don't do it on a day-to-day basis, you don't really know what's going on. But I digress. Let me go back to what I was saying. You know, so working jobs, I ain't really want to work, doing this, doing that. Then eventually I had some success with my partner here, starting another business. This was around 2012. Started a thrift store. It was easy. It wasn't easy, but it wasn't as hard as starting any other type of business. I'll never say starting a business is easy. What I meant by that is it's easy in the fact that it goes to that old saying, it's true. One man's trash is another man's treasure. I made so much money off of stuff people was throwing away that it was ridiculous, like couches, lamps. I mean, stuff you think people wouldn't want. I found an old dartboard. Found a dartboard with no darts. Picked that up, took that out the trash, brought it to the thrift store, turned around, sold it for $15. Probably could have got a brand new one with all the darts for $20 or something like that at Walmart or something, but somebody wanted it, and I had it for them. And it started to get, the wheels start turning in your head, you know, like, well, damn, what else can I do? What else kind of skills how can I use my skills or my knowledge or my hustle to make a income? And I guess that could be the first topic of this first edition of the Handsome Donnie Brown Show. That it's out here, man. I live in a county which is similar to most of the counties in the United States of America, where the rent is high, but the wages are low. If you want to live by yourself, you probably have to work 2 jobs just to make it. You know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about those type of communities. But if you're willing to go out there and do a little side hustle, you know, whatever it is you like to do, I'll never forget. I don't know if he's the first one to say this, but he's the first person I heard say this. Judge Mathis. Judge Mathis said that find something you're willing to do for free and then find a way to get paid for it. And then you'll never work a day in your life. That's real as fuck is all I can say. Because I've been having a lot of fun lately doing some of the businesses that I'm involved in. We'll get into exactly what I'm involved in today in some other episodes. But right now, I just want to talk about if your hustle is weak, then you might need to open up a book and get some motivation to work on getting your hustle stronger. Like the entrepreneurial spirit is so strong in me that my ambition for wanting better, wanting more, keeps me from giving up. It's times I want to give up, but the little engine in the heart just tells me to keep going. And I do. It ain't easy. It ain't hard. Sometimes it gets downright depressing. But keep going. Stay motivated. Go out there today. Find something that you love and then find a way to get paid for it. Don't give up. Start a business. Make some money. And try to change your situation around. Well, with that being said, I'm going to sign off. I appreciate everybody that tuned in to this first edition of the Handsome Donnie Brown Show. Like I said before, leave a voice message on any comments or questions about today's edition, or leave a message about any edition that you want me to speak about later on. And in closing, if you're married, stay married. If you're single, stay single. And being broke is only temporary, but being poor is a lifestyle. Thank you, and I'll see you next time on the Handsome Donnie Brown Show.